Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.
We have got four of us down here on the course now. We've got myself on Dissing Corner, and we've got Rob and stuff down at the start. So Rob, down to you at the start for M3.
M3. We are just about to begin, actually. We've got Emma 2, St. Edmunds 1, Churchill M2, Cats M2, Clare Hall M1, Hughes Hall M1, Lady Margaret M3, Peterhouse M2, Magdalen M2, First and Third M3, Robinson M2, Wolfson M2, Fitz M2, Darwin M2, Trinity Hall M2, Magdalen M3, Anglia Ruskin M1, and Jesus M3. But you missed there because they are off. Everyone running really well. We got St. Cats catching up with Churchill already, which is very, very good. We got Clare Hall running very, very fast. And coming up after them, we have got Hughes Hall. They are running very strongly, just running past me now. We got Lady Margaret pushing off very strongly, coming up behind them. They are leading a massive lead out of Peterhouse now. It's all going very well. As you can probably hear, lots of whistling and supporting. And everyone, yeah, just going really well, really strongly. Peterhouse just going past me now. With on their tail, they've got Magdalen. Anything up by first corner, Davey? Okay,
so I'm at first corner, I've got Emma M2, Edmunds M1 coming behind me. Coming around first corner, it looks like Edmunds M1 might be catching up Emma M2 actually. We might see a bump later at Grassy, so we'll go to push for that in a second. But then in front of me, I've got Cats catching up on Churchill M2. I turned about, there's definitely whistles going. We've got a tiny bit of overlap actually. So Rob, what can you see?
We have just had a bump right in front of me. It was extremely exciting. It was Wolfson getting bumped by Fitzwilliam. They've literally just been bumped right in front of me. Great running. They're having to slow down as they hit the bump. Oh, everyone's jumping into the bump. This is not going very well. Just past them. We've had an all loss, so that's fine. Just past them, we've got Darwin. Daisy, what have you got?
So I can confirm the bump between St. Cats and Church. I saw that right in front of me. And right now, I've just got Fairhall pulled up in front of me. I think they've been bumped by Hughes M1. Now, I've also got Maggie running past, followed by Peterhouse M2, but I think we'll go down to Grassy. Chris, what can you see there?
I've just had Emmanuel M2 and St. Edmunds M1 pull past me, and it looks like they're pulling over, although I don't see them conceding at the front. I'm guessing there was a bump. It was very close. Although they've just had a missed steer.
To Rob.
It looks like M1 have just missed steered. Rob, back to you.
We have got Anglia Ruskin M1. Look like they are just about to bump Magdalen M3. I've almost been hit by a bike, as I told you that. They are catching them up. But on their tail are Jesus M3, who have already rode today. That looks like it's just potentially going to come up to first post corner. Anglia Ruskin look like they're gaining well on Magdalen 3. Not quite bumped yet, but there's a lot of overlap there. Everyone is now past me, and it's kind of what's going on at first post corner, Daisy?
First corner, I've just seen first and third being chased by Robinson. Look like they were mitigating on them, but I can't say it's going to be a bump yet. They could both throw over. Chris, what can you see at Grassy?
So I've just seen Lady Margaret come past me here, and it looks therefore like Clare Hall got bumped by Hughes Hall, but that's just on inference for now. Right in front of me, I've got Magdalen M2, just inches away now from Peterhouse M2. Looks like a bump is imminent, provided the cops can navigate a grassy corner very well. But otherwise, it was very unfortunate for St. Edward's M1. It looks like they hit the bank on the way around, or maybe it was a bump. I'm not entirely sure, but it was otherwise unfortunate. It looks like they were trying to catch them, but just slightly took the corner too hard. Jack, what can you see down your end?
So I'm based on Dissing Corner as Emma M2 go round into the long reach. They've stretched to about 2 lengths ahead of St. Eddie's M1. So it looks like at the top of this division, both of those boats are going to row over. But to be honest, after that, due to all the bumps that have happened, I haven't actually got anyone up at Dissing. The next one I can see is Lady Margaret M3. So, Chris, we'll go back to you on Grassy for the minute. Have you got any more boats coming past? You can see Darwin or Trinity Hall.
Yeah, exactly that. Right past me now is Darwin M2, about a boat and a half in front of Trinity Hall, holding a nice lead. And then just up the river from that, it's Robinson catching up on first and third. First and third really holding off very nicely, but I'm rooting here for Robinson M2. Absolutely back the boys. I'm sure they're going to be amazing.
To Daisy,
what have you got?
So at first corner, I can see 2 sets of crews pulled up. So that was Clare Hall bumped by Hughes Hall M1 and also Magdalen bumped by Anglia Ruskin M1. I've got those bumps in front of me there. So back to Chris. Back to Rob.
I'll send it to Rob.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I just got the crew from Fitz M2 here as they're leafing up. Just, guys, can you give us a cheer for how happy you are to have bumps? as you can probably tell, they are very happy to have bumped. They are the first bump to in this division. So well done, guys. I'm just going to talk to their pot quickly. Are you excited about the bumps to come?
I am very, very excited. We're going to get 4 bumps this week.
There you go. Very, very strong words from Fitz there. To you, Jack.
Yeah, so back at Dipping Corner after Lady Margaret M3 passed me, and we've got then another gap as Magdalen M2 have bumped up on Peterhouse M2. After that, we have first and third M3 who are still in about on station. So about boat length and a half away from Robinson M2. And after that, you've got Darwin M2, who have opened up about two boat lengths now from Trinity Hall M2. And after that, you've probably got another big gap down to Cheese M3. And we've had a crab, actually, on this corner now as well. We've had a crab for Trinity Hall. Number 8, and they've managed to get it out. So, but Jesus M3 are a long, long way away from them, so they won't have too many issues if they go around this corner. Trinity Hall M2 actually had a complete stop. They've completely stopped on Dipping Corner to reset themselves. But as I say, Jesus M3, the sandwich boat, long, long way away from them. So what we'll do is we'll round up this division now with what we've got, and we'll send Rob down to get some confirmed results in a little bit. But this is the M3 division, as we see it last year. Emma M2 and St. Eddie's M1 at the top both rowed over. That's St. Eddie's M1 boat boomed out of M2 last year, so they'll be glad to get a row over. St. Cat's M2 bumped up on Churchill M2. Hughes Hall M1, who spooned last year, started slightly better this year. They bumped up on Clare Hall M1. Lady Margaret M3, they got blades last year, but they've got a row over this year. They would have had to get a double over bump to get a bump this year. Peterhouse M2, they spooned last year, and they've been bumped again today. So they're on for double spoons at this very early stage of bumps. They got bumped by Magdalen M2. First and third, M3 rode over. Robinson M2 looks like they row over. Fitzwilliam M2 bumped up on Wolfson M2. Darwin M2 and Trinity Hall M2 look like they're both good for rovers. Although we had a bit of a bit of an issue around Ditton Corner for Trinity Hall M2 as they caught a crab, but Jesus M3 sounds like so far behind. And Anglia Ruskin M1. They didn't take part last year, but the M1 boat, they bumped up on a Magdalen M3 crew who got spoons last year. So great start for Anglia Ruskin. I'm sure if there's any Anglia Ruskin in the studio, they'll be very happy about that. Now, Chris, have you got anything just down at Grassy Corner?
Yeah, so over here, I'm out on the Grassy Corner. I've just got Magdalen M2 pulled over here. They just finished donning themselves up with lots of greenery. I'm here with Will the Cox. Will, how does it feel now to bump up on Peterhouse M2?
Absolutely delicious.
Absolutely delicious. What a fantastic guy. Boys, can I get a big cheer?
Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
Well done, boys. Very well done. Jack, back to you in the studio. Thanks, Chris.
Nice synchronised cheering there. Well, that is the M3 division for you. So at that point, we'll throw back to the studio. We're pretty sure we've got all the bumps right, but we will just go and double check them. But for now, back to the studio.
Lunch Bumps.
Cam FM.